You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Ingrid and the Ministers with Love by Proxy. Kia ora, Ingrid. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. Good.
Good.
Just out of bed.
Oh, nice, nice. How's it looking in Pōneke today? Is it sunny?
Beautiful, yeah. Oh, another good day.
Just can't great. Beat it, as they say, on a good day. Although it's looking pretty nice up here in Tāmaki as well, so we'll put it on even par. How about that?
Awesome. Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, Ingrid, we're chatting to you because you have just announced that you're working on some new music and you're trying to raise some money to get in the studio and record your new album. This is, for any independent artist, always a tricky thing, trying to raise the funds to actually make the music a reality. Tell us a wee bit about what you have been working on recently.
Yeah, thanks. So we've got a second album ready. We've got 8 or 9 songs, 8 and a half songs about. We've basically kind of developed our sound from kind of what you heard, like kind of recorded in a garage.
Nice.
Too, which is amazing. But I also wanted to try like creating a much bigger sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And just see, play with that. And so we've made 8 kind of bluesier, but punkier.
Cool.
Rockier, some of them, songs. yeah, mostly about kind of the housing crisis and like all my very personal response to it.
It is a big thing though, and I think it's something that it affects everybody, particularly younger generations at the moment are coping with it in quite an acute way. And for artists, it's really hard because if you're looking for somewhere to make music, if you're looking for somewhere that has, you know, even the facility to have some sort of practice space or just somewhere you can set up your drum kit or your amp or something, it can be quite tricky. And when you're sort of living in that precarity at the beck and call of your landlord, it is a very difficult time. How have you found channeling all of that sort of anxiety into music? Is it like catharsis for you, or do you find it just like a useful sort of springboard for ideas?
It's definitely a bit cathartic for sure, although yeah, as you say, it's hard with an electric guitar. Like, there's only so loud I can go in my flat, you know, at 10 p.m. before it's like, oh well, I should really shut up now. So it's trickier. It's like quiet catharsis. It's like mostly like writing, just getting everything, trying to get everything out on the page and just being real honest and and just leaving it at that, and then going real hard during band practices.
It's an interesting one as well, because I mean, whether this is true or not, it feels like Wellington's housing crisis has happened in a more sort of like short time frame, or maybe it's been getting the media attention in a shorter time frame. We feel like the Auckland situation's been bad for ages, but it's in maybe the last 5 years we've heard people talking about, you know, students who can't afford to live in the flat that they first moved into, and you know, things like that, which seem like pretty obvious litmus tests for stuff not being right. How do you find you're able to write about that stuff? Because it's quite hard to take big political contexts and make it into, you know, rock music sometimes.
Yeah, totally. I mean, honestly, it's very, like, still very anchored in my experience. Like, I tried writing stuff about, like, directly about landlords, like a ballad about, you know, like a Bob Dylan-esque ballad about this well-heeled person, you know. But it's, and I struggled a lot, so I think I just kept bringing it back down to my interpersonal relationships and, like, trying to figure out how that the personal, you know, classic personal is political.
It is,
like, yeah, like trying to hone in on that. And I don't know if I've succeeded. I think maybe a couple of times it comes through that actually it starts off as this big issue that I mentioned, and then it comes all the way down to a tiny, you know, one-on-one interaction. And I think that's what I'm interested in as well, because at the end of the day, it's not, I don't think there's heaps I can say in a song that would be okay, we should change this law. Like, I don't think that's the arena for it.
It's this just part trying of government legislation.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe a very good punk song could do that. But it's definitely more trying to give a sense of urgency to the issue, because I think we're way more expensive apparently than Tāmaki, like at the moment. Someone was looking, we were trying to move flat, and we were like looking, we're like, oh, maybe we should move up there even during a pandemic because it's cheaper.
That's bleak when Auckland's cheaper. I promise you it's not cheap up here either. How is the sort of scene in Wellington at the moment? Because it's great that you guys can be, you know, still having some gigs. It's all a bit weird because we're managing these new sort of scenarios, but it's awesome for us in Auckland to be able to see music still happening around the country. It's something for us to look forward to. What have you been enjoying down in Pōneke at the moment, Ingrid?
Small gigs of 50, 60 people sometimes. San Fran's still, been doing a real good job of starting like these tiny, tiny gigs, tiny kind of a series.
Cool.
And our kind of iGum, which is our kind of underground DIY collective, have been going strong on Wednesdays. Don't want to be a downer, but it has been tricky. But I think most people have been able to play at least like with their solo, you know, solo acts if they can do that with their band, or just smaller Yeah, small gigs. And it just feels great because everyone goes real hard. There's no one in the room, but everyone's just like, I need to get it out. So
Yeah. Got to get your big feelings out, and the audience wants to feel those big feelings too. Everyone's happy to be there. Yeah, it is a strange time, as you say, not easy, but we're, you know, supportive communities can get through that stuff together. Mm. Tell us a little bit more about who are the ministers. Ingrid, if you're Ingrid, who are the ministers in your band?
Yeah, so we've got Seamus Johnson, who's a guitarist. He's also in the band Sea Mouse. That's his band. Scott Maynard is on bass. Scott is awesome. And Kim Andrews is on drums. They're all friends of mine. And it's changed a bit since last time because we had an older member of our band who... had to work more. He couldn't be in the band anymore, so we had to change around. But that was hard. But it's nice evolving as well.
Trying out new sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be an exciting record. If people do want to support this and help you get this album up and running, you have kicked off a boosted campaign to get the new record, which is going to be called Boofhead. Tell us a little bit about the title there.
Boofhead, yeah. It's Seamus. I brought this new song to the band, and it was like, well, like, oh yeah, this is a bang. It was just really simple. And he was like, this is one for the buff heads. And I was like, buff head, great. And so we just kept yarning about it. And I was like, I think that's sticking.
Excellent.
As the name. And it kind of makes sense because a lot of it is about, through the housing crisis, about male privilege, you know, landlords and all that. So it's kind of directed at landlords.
The buff heads.
Yeah, the buff heads.
It sounds like it's going to be a really cool album. What's the cost it's going to go towards? Because I think for some people who listen to music but don't make music necessarily or don't record music, that's kind of like a mysterious side. What does that money go into? Is it recording equipment? Is it spaces? How does it work, Ingrid?
Yeah, so a huge chunk is for just hiring the studio. And there are a few studios in Wellington where are going to the Surgery, which is Lee Preble's studio. And so it costs, he's got so much gear in there and he's spent so long developing all that kind of, you know, gear, and he's got to make a living, so he rents it out. And we got to pay to record in there. And then there's Toby Lloyd, who is producing us. And so he's basically, his whole life is centered around helping mixing artists. And so he's got a whole bunch of gear and years of expertise. So it's like, he's actually doing us a real good deal, but it still ends up at about a grand or more, you know, a song. Just because of the time it involved and his, you know, his equipment as well. So, and I mean, I'm kind of pleased to say that it does actually go to people's craft, you know, and they're like, we're not going to get paid as a band, but the people, you know, him with all that knowledge and is going to get paid and be able to feed his family, which is great.
It is good. We like to hear that. and we'll get some great music out of it as well. So if people want to go and support your Boosted campaign, Ingrid, how do they find it?
Cool. So just on the Boosted website, if you go to music, we should be in there. Otherwise, on I'm putting links up all the time on our Facebook page and on my Instagram, so that it should be really easy, hopefully.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll also link it in the podcast after the show for anyone who wants to go and grab it from there too. But I'm looking forward to hearing new music. So good luck with the Boosted campaign, and hopefully we will get to see you at a gig soon enough, Ingrid. We're going to listen to Effigy now, a sort of newer song that you released, I guess, a wee while ago now, but newer than your last album. Mm-hmm. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Thank you. See ya.
See ya.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.